Tuesday morning. Remember that, Tuesday morning. Yesterday's Monday. Today's Tuesday. That means we head now this morning to the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today. And joining us here today from FHN, from FHN Family Counseling, it's Joe White. Hey, Joe, good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks a lot for joining me. And, of course, today our topic, it's a kind of hard one to talk about, but we must talk about it. September is Suicide Prevention Month. And, Joe, actually, the United States is the 10th leading cause of death in Americans is suicide. Tell us about this.
Well, like I said, it's the 10th leading cause of death for Americans. It tends to increase year over year. We had a couple of years in which it dipped, but over the past couple of years, it's definitely increased. Luckily, Illinois is the 44th state in terms of suicide as the cause of death. But some of our neighbors to the west, Montana is definitely the first in the state, and then some of the other ones are pretty high up there. So there can be a lot of different factors, and on average, there's about 123 successful suicides every day.
Yeah, we're talking about, I guess, in the country, over 40,000, between 40 and 50,000 of suicides reported in the U.S. annually. What we hear that there are signs that a person needs help that we should take seriously. Joe, give us some of the signals that a person might be distressed enough to actually really, truly be contemplating suicide.
So one big sign that I look for with a person when I am worried that they are distressed enough to contemplate suicide is that they'll start to have all or nothing thinking. They'll start to think in all or nothing terms. There's no middle ground. They become closed-minded to different ideas. They don't believe that other people could possibly help them. Once this starts, it's very dangerous or very difficult to get them out of that thinking. So that's definitely a sign that I look for. They often have a belief that the world could be better without them and that their life doesn't matter. And then some of the other big signs are that you may see that their alcohol or drug use has increased and that you'll see a loss of interest, sadness, and often some anxiety and irritability.
If we think someone is seriously depressed, what can we actually do to actually help? What can we do?
Well, one of the main things we can always do is to try to connect with them. So when someone's seriously depressed, listening is the most important thing. Ask open-ended questions wherever you can and allow them to tell you their story of how they're feeling. It's not an argument about who's right, who's wrong. It's about how they're feeling. Then we work on encouraging them to reach out to any family or close supports that they may have. And then, you know, always encourage or even better, help them use some of the support lines that are out there. There's actually a national text line where you can text the word help to 741-741, and someone will reply. It's a volunteer. It's a national line. So you don't even have to talk to someone. You can text with them. But there is the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline as well at 1-800-273-TALK, 1-800-273-8255. And then actually locally, we have Contact of Northern Illinois right out of Stevenson County and also covers Joe-Davies County. And they're connected with us. We work with them very well. And that's 1-888-463-6260. 1-888-463-6260 is the number for our local. We like to call it a warm line because call them before things get hot, and it really helps.
We're talking to a Joe White, FHN Family Counseling, here today on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. And I know that families out there who have been hit by suicide understand what we're talking about today. Those of us who have not do not understand it. But how can you get a person who potentially you think does need help to actually accept help or go get help for themselves? How can you do that, Joe?
Yeah, you really identified one of the most difficult things. Getting people to get help when they don't want it is really difficult to do. One of the things to do is to focus on the effect that their behaviors or their problem is having on others, especially you. Because if you have that connection with them and you're close enough to want to say something and feel the need to say something, use that connection to help explain how what they're doing does matter. Then try to offer to be there throughout the help. You know, a lot of times if people go away to get some help, people act as if they don't exist until they come back. But keeping that connection going all the way through the help just help support the person. But if you're really worried that someone is suicidal or that they're going to be a danger to themselves or other people, make sure that they get to their emergency room or that they call 911 or that you call 911.
Now, of course, National Suicide Prevention Month is now September, which is a good reminder that we all need to take care of ourselves not just physically, but also emotionally and mentally. How can people take care of themselves mentally? Give us a little primer on this.
Well, one thing to make sure that we're doing to keep ourselves up mentally is to stay connected to people. Make sure that you have people that you're connected with on a level that you believe that they really understand you. So, sorry Facebook, sorry Snapchat. You really want to have a deeper connection with people where you can, you know, really feel that they understand your emotions, where you're coming from. And then watch out for getting too narrow-minded. The more rigid something is, the easier it is to break. We find ourselves saying never, always, this is horrible, this is awful. That's really time to take a step back and gain some perspective. You know, there's very few things in life that are truly awful and almost nothing happens never. Some other things you can do is make sure you do something to build life. Sometimes that can be doing something or it can be doing nothing. You can create, play, build, change something, or just look for some quiet contemplation or peace.
Joe, I know that you, from the counseling side of things, you know, we're always aware now from the FHN side of things that there are screening tests for physical problems. Are there any screening tests available for mental or emotional problems out there?
Absolutely. There's actually a lot of different ones, probably more so than I actually would want to get into here. But, you know, with physical problems, the sooner we can identify something's wrong, the more successful we can be at resolving it. So FHN wants every patient that they see, every person that walks through their door, to have a depression screening. And which one you get may depend on which type of person you're talking to, whether it's a medical doctor or a clinical therapist. You just may want to talk to whoever it is that's providing the service. But when you think about just basic screening, like whether or not I might have a problem, I always look for, is my mental health causing a problem with my heart? Heart is an acronym. H being health, E emotions, A actions, R relationships, and T thinking. Is my mental health causing problems with my health, emotions, actions, relationships, or thinking? If the answer is yes to any of them, get in to see someone, whether it's your primary care physician or a therapist, just to get more screening and more assessment.
We're talking to Joe White, FHN Family Counseling, on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. September is Suicide Prevention Month. And Joe, I assume that this opioid crisis that we find ourselves in here in this country, it's all connected to this as well, isn't it?
Well, the opioid crisis, you know, as we're finding, is connected to some of the prescribed pills that was going on. And then as people find themselves trying to wean themselves off of the overprescribed pills that had gone on to the nation, then they can't do it. That they are finding that their emotions are directly affected by those opioids. And that's definitely harder to come off of them than what they thought, and that they may not be able to cope with their emotions coming off of them. So part of that is also that with addiction comes a loss in lots of areas of life. So whenever you're dealing with loss in your life, whether it's, you know, relationships or your job or something like that, which could be caused by the opioid crisis, then you look at people who become suicidal. So it definitely could be an increase in suicides due to people struggling with substance abuse, specifically opioids.
Let's talk about FHN Family Counseling. Of course, that's where you work at FHN Family Counseling. What are the range of services that you offer there, Joe?
Well, the two most known services we offer are psychiatry and therapy. You know, we offer a wide range of therapy. Therapy involves helping people change their thinking, change their ability to cope with their life and how it's going at this point. We can do that individually, as couples, with a family, or even in group therapy. Psychiatry services use medication in the short term or long term to help people kind of cope with their emotions. And then we also have a couple other services if people are having a really profound problem and it's really affecting their ability to get through life.
All right, Joe, great to talk to you. Now, how can someone make an appointment with you or one of your staff members there at FHN Family Counseling?
All right, so if anyone wants to make an appointment, you can definitely call FHN Family Counseling Center at 815-599-7300. And you can call for an appointment, or if you have a concern about somebody and you're just not sure right now, so that's 815-599-7300 for the Family Counseling Center. But as always, most of our information is going to be available on FHN.org. And under there, you can look for counseling services. So counseling services, looking under FHN.org.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot, Joe. Great to talk to you again. And we'll talk again soon, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
There you go. Joe White here today from FHN Family Counseling on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. The preceding brought to you this morning by FHN.